More tragedy, this time in the military. The crash of a U.S. Marine Corps aircraft in Australia this morning has left three Marines dead. The Osprey, with 23 Marines aboard, went down on Melville Island off the coast, the northern coast, during a multinational training exercise. Everyone on board was injured, at least five of them critically. The cause of the crash is unknown, and the military exercise has been put on hold. A new tropical storm system, Idalia, has formed in the waters off Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Right now, it's more or less stationary, but forecasters expect that on Monday, it will start heading toward Florida. It could deliver heavy rain and winds to the Tampa area by Tuesday and make landfall as a Category 1 hurricane by Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for more than 30 counties. Russia's intelligence services has confirmed that, as suspected, Yevgeny Prigozhin died in Wednesday's plane crash north of Moscow. U.S. intelligence officials say his plane was likely brought down intentionally, though not by a missile. The Kremlin has denied any involvement. Prigozhin led a brief mutiny against Vladimir Putin in late June. And hundreds of monster hunters converged on Scotland's Loch Ness this weekend in search of signs of the mythical Loch Ness monster. It's the biggest hunt for Nessie in more than 50 years. Volunteers and researchers were armed with thermal imaging drones, infrared cameras, and underwater microphones. Nessie enthusiasts who couldn't make it could watch live streams from the team's webcams. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the ways climate change is disrupting the global food supply, and how American sunscreen stacks up against the rest of the world.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.